Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Say once again, Om Shanti.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Shukriya Baba aapka.
Thank you, Baba.
Kuch nahi chahiye.
That one doesn't want anything.
Chahiye kuch.
Do you want anything? Because that was the song which was just played, that now we found the Father, so we don't want anything. So, referring to that, Daddy Chakri is saying that we don't want anything. Thank God for that. We have found both Bap Dada together. We saw that one in him and him in that one. That is Shiv Baba in Brahma. And we saw in Brahma, we saw Shiva. So in that one we saw him, and in him we saw that one. So now we don't want anything.
Baba Mila Mana.
We have found the Father means
Sukh Shanti Prema Anand Mila.
That we found happiness,
Baba Mila,
peace, bliss. We found the Father. Now we don't want anything. Now what is it that we have to do?
Baba
says,
डूबे हुए को पार ले जाओ.
Now take those who are drowning across.
आपने तुमको तैरना सिखाया.
The Father has taught you how to swim.
तैरने लगे हो.
Now you have started swimming yourself.
अपने आप.
Yourself. You are swimming.
Soul conscious होकर के बाबा
की याद में बैठे. You have become soul conscious.
सच्चे की नया में पार हो जा रहे हैं.
So you are sitting in the Father's reverence and therefore you are going across in the boat of truth.
पार जा रहे हैं.
We are going across.
सच्चे से हमको पंख आ गए हैं.
By sticking to truth, our wings have come out and we've started flying.
सच्चे से पंख आ गए हैं.
With truth, we have got wings.
मैं ऐसे नहीं कह रही.
I'm not saying for the sake of saying. Daddy Janki says, I'm not giving you a story, but with experience, I'm saying now. Pay attention and find out what is your experience, that whatever thing comes, it's not a big thing. We just go across, we pass, because we are in the company of truth. No matter how, whatever the situation, we are strong on our truth, standing strong on our truth, because the Almighty, All-Powerful has taught us truth. He has given the inheritance of all the gift of truth. So he has given us truth as the inheritance, as a gift. So it's like this, isn't it? Then what else do you need? Isn't it? Now to take everybody else across. Now that boat which had drowned, we had to take that across. Now I have two examples. Those two examples have been considered to be really good. Now, Daddy Chanke recalls the time when she was about 10 or 11 years old. I was told to go to Rameshwar, that you have to go take a bath and then you have to bathe 24 times in different ponds, different lakes. A guide will tell you to take a dip, and then after 24 dips you are allowed to get the vision of the deity in the temple. So there were two sisters, and that other sister suddenly drowned. I thought, oh, she has gone, she is finished. But on the other side, somebody jumped and brought her out and gave her to her loving father. And it says, so supposing one has come to take, to get a vision of God, but God came and take her across. So that day I've never forgotten. Supposing somebody seeing somebody drown in vices, then you should be able to dive and bring that one out. So how great is this charitable action? Supposing we are seeing with eyes, that one is drowning and we should be just watching. We should jump immediately and try to bring him out, save him. And then they will say, look, God has sent this one to save her. This one was going to drown. second example that I never forget is
achanak,
when Baba,
Kota House mein Baba, tha.
Baba was in Kota House and suddenly
hua,
it was
ke doctor ne operation nahi kiya.
Something happened to him and Bambay the doctor was not able to operate on him well. There was no center in Bombay. She was in Bombay. Suddenly the phone that Baba has to come to Bombay. He was in Kota and he was now coming to Bombay. So she made arrangements in the hospital. There was Narayan, his Lokik son, and there was Shil Daddy. So at the time when we took Baba to the hospital, can you imagine what was our face like? You can imagine how worried we were. But look at the face of Baba. How radiant it was. Vishwakishore Bhai brought him. That was that scene which I don't forget. So when he came to Bombay, it became the reason for him to save so many drowning souls over there. Before that, there was no center over there. We used to work so hard, but it was only when Baba came, Brahma Baba came, that many souls got awakened and centers got opened. And then there was Mama. Then Baba would write a murli every day and send it to Mama. That is why I'm very intoxicated about murli. Baba came to the hospital and he used to write 6 pages of murli. Then he would say that if you go to the train, go give this now, give this murli to Mama so that she can read the murli. Baba used to pay so much of attention. Baba used to think that children have not got this food, this nourishment of knowledge. Then somebody asked, why is Baba so intoxicated? Then Mama said, if somebody is drowning, then only somebody who is concerned will understand what it means to save that person. So that is why, in order to play the part, through this chariot, Baba takes such a test and it is to give the experience as to how he looks after us. And from that time, the ears open. So whenever this body is afflicted, and then I remember that scene of Baba, that how radiant he was even when he was so ill. So many doctors were served, so many people were served, and that word Bap Dada came out then. Before that, nobody said Bap Dada. There used to be a room where many patients were there, very wealthy patients who used to be there. And they started thinking that Baba is a guru. Then Baba would say that Baba taught me. Say, no, not the guru, but Bap Dada. Baba has taught us a lot. He has taught us a lot in Bombay. So that how we should serve others. There are many stories, but how to bring someone who is drowning and take and bring him out. So we have to remain so soul conscious, perhaps when we stay in the world, that we should be a trustee in the world, even though we perform every other action. So just as Brahma Baba gave his body to Shiv Baba, and he also says that so Shiv Baba has taken the loan of Brahma Baba in the same way. You, the soul, should also become soul conscious, bodiless, and listen to what he has taken the loan of Brahma's body, and you too should get detached from the body and listen with this from the soul. What is it that you have to take? What is it that you have to leave? It's nothing that you'll have laddus in both hands, this world and that world, no. You'll have to leave one thing. What is it that you have to leave and what is it that you have to take? At least you have to do this much of effort. If you will catch hold of the thing that you have to leave, and then just go looking at the one that you want to take from a distance, this is a condition. That is why Baba says he is the uplifter of the poor. Poor means it's not that he is poor in thought. Baba will not, poor is said, Baba will never say to a poor person that he is poor. He is very sweet, Baba will say. On the other hand, he doesn't have a fluctuating mind like those of the wealthy. He doesn't have this choice of what he wants and what he doesn't want.
So,
thirdly, Baba has said in today's parlay that Baba
हमको समझाने के लिए बताता है.
Baba gives us each point in order to explain each point. He doesn't condemn anything. He talks of sannyasis, he talks of devotees, he talks of so many other things, that how one went into the path of the household. He just sits and explains. So practically we see that at the time he's explaining, our intellect should be so pure, so clean and so detached, that whatever words that we utter, if there's the understanding, then if we are sensible, we are able to conduct ourselves well in this world. If we didn't have this sensible intellect, if we didn't have the wisdom, then how would we be? The fire is not for burning ourselves. If there was no water, then how would we manage? Water is not meant for drowning, is it? Just ask yourself. Supposing, and there is the air, the wind, it's not for the storm. Even the five elements, they work together, they function together, they have their own speciality. But we have this body of five elements, and this whole world consists of the five elements. Now how do we have to stay in that? We have to stay sensibly, with a great deal of understanding. We have to also go beyond the five elements. The intellect should be beyond the five elements, because my home is over there. We just stay here as an instrument, because we have to play our part. Just think that we are only playing our part. We are becoming like a diamond because we are playing the part of a hero. At this time, crores and crores of souls are here. And then when we look at around us, then we say, this is our part, this is the wonder. First of all, Baba said that a few souls are still above. When all the souls will come all on the earth, and we think that the soul world would have become empty now. Don't you think that all the souls have come down? Some say that some souls are still up above. Some say that so many people die and still people continue to be born. From where are these souls coming? In the end, the old leaves are continuing to get shed, and new leaves are also still coming. But in the end, the soul world will come totally empty. All the souls would have descended, and then we'll all go together. So when we'll go up above, so when we leave this world, see what a difference when we, the souls, will go home and the other souls will go. Look at the contrast. Of course, all the souls have to go. In the play, in the drama, this part is coming to an end. And then from a new end, the drama has to start. So those who have to come in the golden age, those souls are getting ready now. They're getting prepared. They have this thought continuously, that what is it that I have to do in order to come to the golden age? What is it that I have to do in order to go to Shantidham, the land of peace? One has to go to the land of peace, and then one has to become absolutely pure, peace, absolutely peaceful, absolutely pure. One has to become that and then go. And then one has to come into Sukham, the land of happiness. One has to uplift many a soul. If you will just come alone, you have to uplift many a soul and come together. Because in the golden age, so you will not make efforts in the golden age in order to come over here, but you will make efforts here now to go to the golden age. Even if the world will change or the five elements will get purified, Baba is saying, now bring the new world. He's giving the orders. But how to rule in the new age, in the new world, it needs good intellect. So we have to learn so much
that
deities will not know from where did we learn. But we know that we are now learning. So there are three things that come out from my heart, and I want to share that with you. The three things. Because in the effort, so when we talk with our heart, out of our experience, then it touches the heart. So, I gave one word to Sister Jayanti, but my meaning was very deep. I said, O soul, you have come in this body. There's a song that Baba has said, look at your face in the mirror. Of course, I had this sense of not committing any sins from childhood. Nobody should tell lies. I should not defame anyone. No matter anything that happens to anyone. I said, that's good, fine. So, to give from the heart is our duty. To take anything is not our work. Our job is to give, to deny it, but not to take, receive.
So,
I said, when I came to Baba, whatever Baba is giving, let me assimilate that, digest that well. As much as he's giving, I should imbibe that fully. There's nothing else in my heart. The heart is not delicate that I start feeling tired or I start crying over little things and have a crestfallen face all the time. No. So, what should I do? How should I do? What should I do? Ask advice from this one and that one? No. So just think, this is my heart, and this heart is for the one, for the comforter of the heart. And the father is sitting over there. There's not a big thing. He knows. So whatever we have been doing from our heart, through the mind, through our thoughts, word, and deeds, they're all over here. So through the mind, that's thought, word, what should the word be like and how should the action be performed? This understanding has been given to us by the Father now. So we read this in the Murli, that what did the thought, word and do, and what did the soul do through them? So how did Baba make his thoughts, his word, his actions? Baba always thought how he should bring benefit to the whole world, and accordingly his Vani, his Murli was like that, his teaching was like that. So as I sit in this body as a soul, then how should my mind, what kind of thoughts should it generate, how should I speak, what words should I use and what actions do? So how will I rule then in the kingdom? So whatever you do, looking at you, the others will also do. They will also come into the kingdom of Lakshmi Narayan. So if I did not perform this action, then how will one claim the inheritance of the kingdom, and neither will one come into the kingdom of Lakshmi Narayan. Understand this, Baba said, who gives the certificate? Who will give you the certificate then? All those who are studying together, they will all give you the certificate. If Baba said this one comes, then the others will start complaining and grumbling. How can he come? Because they know, they will say, Baba, how can you say that this one can come? Because the others will not give the certificate. So those who study together, no, this one cannot go. Because they're watching him too. So there has to be a certificate from all. So there will be a certificate from the family when you're really ready. You'll get the certificate from the world. Because you have to transform the world. You have to make this whole world golden age, a paradise, a heaven. It's a big task, but it's a good task. Isn't it? That we have to do now. I have to do, and the one who's getting it done is getting it done. So now I have to do, and so I have to do, and the one who has to get it done is getting it done. So who's that one amongst you who will lose this fortune? Now Baba says, just raise your hand, open your palm of your hand, and Baba will get the work done. He will turn it automatically. So the day before yesterday we heard that it is better to die than to beg for peace. See, that we should be peaceless and then we should beg for peace from Baba. Baba will say, what are you saying? Peace is the garland around your neck. Peace is your original form. So how can your home is the abode of peace? You are the child of the ocean of peace. So how can you ask for peace? So the child who is the one who is the child of the ocean of peace, and the child that's born from the waters of the ocean is the cloud. Will he ask, how does one get peace? So the child of ocean, which is the cloud, will he say, how do we get peace? So what does he do? That cloud rains, it pours water. So it pours peace on us. So from where did the cloud come? It was the rays of the sun which evaporated the water from the ocean. It became a cloud. And then what does the cloud come? Wherever there is drought or there's need for water, it goes and rains. So you yogis are famished. So they're the ones that bring coolness. In the same way, you the souls, the tapasvi souls, are cool souls because your thoughts, word and actions have become most elevated. Ones which have become peaceful, ones that bring coolness to everyone. So have you understood? You have to have such a deposit of elevated actions. Whatever you will accumulate now, as much as you can accumulate, then Baba says, it is in your hands. Your intellectual work, Lord, because God gives you the intellect. You just do the work, that's all. So all you have to do is to surrender your intellect to the Father. Do not use your intellect in other things, wasteful things. Don't really waste your energy in allowing your intellect to use. Just make your intellect as an instrument and then see how does he make it work. So, we have surrendered ourselves to the Father. There is man mana bhav, that is staying in the remembrance of one Father only. And then there's the intellect, and through the power of yoga, one becomes victorious over Maya, Mayajit, and becomes Vikramajit, which is to become victorious over the sinful actions. That it should be visible that we are becoming deities. We're not just speaking for the sake of speaking, but that we are definitely becoming deities. And what else are we doing? And that somehow we are making others as deities, even though we are thrashing them. That not physically thrashing them, but to constantly remind them that they have to leave old things and to become a deity. So, should we now listen to the Murli? Should we? Okay.